Tell Tales, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans. And while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them. Marvin Ewert is currently a resident at the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and he is a Korean War veteran. Lori Miller, the activities director at the Good Samaritan Society, describes Marvin.
Many of our veterans are, you know, the ones that are self-sufficient or self-sufficient, and then we have some that need a little more help. Marvin, he's our Korean War vet hero.
Marvin served in 4 major battles in Korea.
Four times that we, it usually happened, we go and when we get called when we have a federal combat team, and whenever they needed somebody that somebody was losing, then they'd send us in there to take, to help. I mean, that we never stayed in one place very long.
Marvin was wounded during one of those battles. He stepped on a landmine.
It was October when I was wounded when I stepped on that mine. And that was about the same kind of weather as we had here this fall. It gets cold, you know, almost freezing. And wintertime, they gets colder and all that. I mean, they have a lot of snow sometimes.
Marvin was awarded a Purple Heart for wounds received in action, and he also received the Silver Star Medal, which is awarded primarily for gallantry in action against an enemy of the United States.
Yeah, I did. I think it's the third highest award. It's the next one right under the Medal of Honor or whatever. Third highest award, I think. I don't know. I'm not too sure about that. Like any other time we started up this hill, I mean, to get the Chinese had a position up there, the dugout and that, and we were supposed to take that and get them out of there. Well, we started up the hill that morning, and we got about halfway up by the time. Then my assistant, I was BAR man. I had the BAR, and I had a guy carrying ammo for me. And he got, I never did see him afterwards, but he had one of his legs just about all shot off, so I don't know what happened to him. I thought I'd maybe see him back in the hospital, but I didn't. Because I was later on that morning, when I stepped on the grenade and then go around, it wasn't a grenade, it was a little landmine that they set out. Then it was just a matter of, I had to wait for the medics to come up, and then by that time the rest of my unit had moved up. I mean, they were moving up. And when we took the ambulance, took me back to field hospital. You ever watched that show? What was it? Was it MASH? Yeah. MASH. Or what? You went back to field hospital, and that's exactly the way it was. I mean, I laid outside that tent for about 8 hours before they finally got around to taking me in and checking my foot and that. Still being in that hospital was just the way it was. I mean, they carried you in there. You had a line that carried you in there and worked you over, and then out you go and put you in an ambulance or something, take you back to the field hospital. I spent one the whole night in that field hospital, not the field hospital, in the base station, more or less. But that MASH, that's just the way it was. I mean, you went in there, I got there about 8 o'clock at night, and I laid out I just laid outside the tent. They didn't have room inside. Just laid out there in a stretcher, and they give me, it was pain pills, medicine for pain, and you just laid there and waited your turn. No, I didn't get in there till about 3 o'clock in the morning, 3-4 o'clock before they took me in. Then I was in there for whatever they had to do. They done, and next thing I knew, I was in the ambulance going back. I went back to the field hospital. And that was the same thing. I just got there and just more or less went through there. And I was on a plane going to Japan to the hospital. I had quite a trip that day. I got along good without those, just my toes. They ever had infection in there and they couldn't get rid of it. That's why I was in there so long. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been in there that long. I just took it day by day the way it come, the way life come for me. I haven't had it easy. That's about all.
Produced in partnership with the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.